All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, for anybody out there that thought that there was any doubt that Golden State Warriors point guard Stephen Curry did not deserve to be the NBA MVP for this season, and it should have gone to Houston Rockets shooting guard James Harden instead, guess what? You're seeing it firsthand right now why Steph Curry is the NBA's MVP. I mean, this guy, he has been a one-man wrecking crew in helping the Warriors jump in front of the Rockets 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Now, you look at a guy like Curry, for the playoffs overall, he's averaging nearly 30 points per game, and he's come up with so many big shots. You go back to the first round series against the New Orleans Pelicans, where the Warriors made that big comeback in Game 3, which basically ended the series. And it was Steph Curry, you know, who really put the dagger in the New Orleans Pelicans in that game. And you look at this series right now against the Houston Rockets, and Steph Curry is a guy that he's averaging over 30 points per game. You just look and you see what he was able to do against his Houston Rockets team last night as he went for 40, and it might have been the easiest 40 points that somebody has seen a player score in the NBA playoffs in a long time. Now, you look at this guy, he has incredible touch. It does not take Steph Curry that much for him to get going. A simple layup, a simple jump shot, and the next thing you know, he is off to the races. So basically at that point, if you're a teammate of his, get him the basketball and get out of the way. Now, the Warriors, led by Curry, are on the verge of making their first trip to the NBA Finals since 1975, which subsequently was the last time that they won the NBA championship. And I tell you right now, led by Curry, this team has a terrific opportunity to bring the Larry O'Brien trophy back to the Bay Area. I mean, this guy is a sharp shooter. He's quick. He's fast. He's tough to defend. He has everything that you want in a leader and everything that you don't want in an opponent, if you are an opponent, rather, because he will make it very, very difficult for you. And you can see, as this series has gone on, and will continue to go on between the Rockets and the Warriors, Steph Curry is a player that removes the will and hope of an opponent, because you could see defensively how intense the Rockets were in those first two games out in Oakland, and they were unable to get a victory. And you look at Game 3, and nobody could stop Steph Curry. And right now, I really think that Steph Curry single-handedly has taken away the Rockets' will to win in this series. And that is tough. When an opponent is that good and he could do it for you like that, it is very tough for you to come into work and lace him up and go against this guy on a nightly basis. And the way he's going right now, you might as well pencil him in for at least 35 points in Game 4 tomorrow night. So as far as I'm concerned, there wasn't any doubt before that Steph Curry deserved to be the NBA MVP for this season. But right now, for anybody who thought otherwise at first, just look at this series against the Houston Rockets and what he is doing to them as he is putting on a clinic, plain and simple. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out at Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page that we have at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful night, and enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend.